Windsor, Wisconsin, a quiet community just north of Madison. The kind of place where neighbors wave when they pass one another, where families gather for backyard cookouts, where violent crime feels like something that happened somewhere else. But in the summer of 2021, that peaceful image shattered. A young man stood before cameras asking for help. His parents were missing, gone without explanation. No phone calls, no messages, no trace. He appeared worried, concerned, desperate for answers. But investigators would soon discover something terrifying. The person asking for help wasn't searching for his parents. He already knew exactly where they were. What began as a missing persons case quickly transformed into one of the most disturbing family murder investigations in Wisconsin history. A story involving years of deception, fake college classes, fake careers, fake job opportunities, and a son willing to go to unimaginable lengths to keep the truth from being exposed. This is the story of Chandler Halderson, a young man whose life was built on lies and whose web of deception ended in murder. Welcome to Among Monsters. I'm Maya Hansen. Today we're examining one of Wisconsin's most shocking modern murder cases, the murders of Bart and Krista Halderson. Before we begin, please remember, this episode contains discussions of homicide and disturbing criminal acts. Listener discretion is advised. On the surface, Chandler Halderson appeared to be a typical young man. He lived with his parents in Windsor, Wisconsin. Friends liked him. His family supported him. His future seemed bright. At least that's what everyone believed. Chandler told people he was attending Madison College. He claimed he was progressing toward graduation. He talked about classes, assignments, career plans, and exciting opportunities. One of those opportunities sounded especially impressive. Chandler told people he had secured employment with SpaceX, the company founded by Elon Musk, the company building rockets and sending astronauts into space. To family and friends, it sounded like a dream come true. There was only one problem. None of it was true. The college attendance was fake. The academic progress was fake. The SpaceX opportunity was fake. The future he described didn't exist. For years, Chandler maintained an elaborate fiction, and the people closest to him believed it. His girlfriend believed it. His friends believed it. Most importantly, his parents believed it. Bart and Krista Halderson loved their son. They trusted him. They wanted him to succeed. Like many parents, they assumed he was telling the truth. But lies have a way of growing. One lie becomes two. Two become 10. 10 become 100. Eventually, the truth begins pushing through the cracks. And by 2021, those cracks were becoming impossible to ignore. Bart Halderson started asking questions, reasonable questions, questions any parent might ask. How are classes going? When would graduation happen? What exactly was happening with the SpaceX job? Can we see documentation? Can we verify details? For Chandler, those questions created a serious problem because there were no answers, only more lies. According to prosecutors, Bart was beginning to discover the truth. His son wasn't attending college. His son wasn't preparing for graduation. His son wasn't working toward a future with SpaceX. The entire story was falling apart, and Chandler knew it. Imagine carrying a lie for years. Imagine constructing an entirely fictional version of your life. Then, imagine realizing the people closest to you are about to uncover everything. Most people would confess. Most people would face the embarrassment. Most people would deal with the consequences. According to prosecutors, Chandler chose a different path, a deadly path. In early July 2021, Bart and Krista Halderson disappeared. Or at least that's what Chandler reported. According to Chandler, his parents had left for a weekend trip to a family cabin. He claimed they were traveling with another couple. He said they never returned. He said they simply vanished. At first glance, the story sounded believable. People leave town all the time. Sometimes phones die. Sometimes travel plans change. But investigators quickly noticed problems. The cabin owner knew nothing about the trip. No arrangements had been made. Nobody was expecting Bart and Krista. The mysterious couple Chandler described couldn't be verified. Almost immediately, detectives realized something wasn't right. The story had holes, big holes. And every time investigators asked questions, more inconsistencies appeared. The case quickly shifted from a missing persons investigation into something much darker. Investigators began focusing on Chandler, not because they had proof, not yet, but because his behavior raised concern. His timeline changed. Details shifted. Certain explanations didn't match the evidence. Meanwhile, detectives began gathering digital information. Cell phone records, computer activity, electronic communications. What they discovered painted an increasingly troubling picture. The more investigators learned about Chandler's life, the more deception they found. Years of deception. Years of fabricated accomplishments. Years of fake success. If he could lie about college, if he could lie about employment, if he could lie about SpaceX, what else could he be lying about? That question became the center of the investigation. And soon, investigators found evidence suggesting the answer was terrifying. Then came the discovery that changed everything. Authorities searching property connected to the investigation located human remains. The case immediately transformed. This was no longer a missing persons investigation. This was a homicide investigation. Eventually, the remains were identified as Bart Halderson. The community was stunned. The father everyone had been searching for wasn't missing. He was dead. Investigators continued their search. Not long afterward, additional remains were discovered. Those remains belonged to Krista Halderson. Now, there was no doubt. Both parents had been murdered. The question was simple. Who killed them? Investigators believed they already knew the answer. As detectives dug deeper into Chandler's life, they uncovered deception at nearly every level. Friends learned he wasn't attending college. Family members learned the SpaceX opportunity never existed. Promises collapsed. Excuses unraveled. The image Chandler spent years creating began disintegrating. Prosecutors later argued that Bart's discovery of those lies created the motive. The truth was coming. Exposure was inevitable, and Chandler couldn't accept it. Instead of admitting failure, instead of confessing the truth, according to prosecutors, he murdered the two people most capable of exposing him, his parents. It was a motive that seemed almost impossible to comprehend. Yet evidence continued building. And eventually, prosecutors believed they had enough to bring the case to trial. For months, investigators worked tirelessly. Search warrants were executed. Witnesses were interviewed. Digital evidence was analyzed. Forensic experts examined physical evidence. The case became a massive puzzle, and investigators slowly assembled every piece. Cell phone records placed Chandler in critical locations. Digital evidence contradicted his statements. Witnesses described years of deception. The prosecution argued that all the evidence pointed toward one conclusion. Chandler Halderson murdered Bart and Krista Halderson. Now they needed to prove it in court. January 2022, Dane County Courthouse. The trial began. The public followed every development. News organizations packed the courtroom. Families waited anxiously, and Chandler sat at the defense table as prosecutors began presenting their case. The prosecution's theory was straightforward. Chandler built his life on lies. Those lies were about to be exposed, and he murdered his parents to stop the truth from coming out. The defense challenged the state's interpretation of events. They questioned conclusions. They scrutinized evidence. They attempted to create reasonable doubt. But the prosecution came prepared, and the evidence was extensive. Modern investigations often level digital footprints, computers, phones, search histories, location data, electronic records. Investigators presented evidence from Chandler's devices. Jurors learned about searches, communications, and digital activity that prosecutors argued connected Chandler directly to the crimes. Unlike witness memories, digital evidence often tells its own story. And according to prosecutors, that story wasn't favorable to Chandler. Again and again, digital records contradicted his explanations. Again and again, evidence challenged his version of events. The prosecution continued methodically building its case, piece by piece, fact by fact, lie by lie. Witnesses described the Chandler they thought they knew. Friends testified. Family members testified. His girlfriend testified. Each story revealed another layer of deception. The fake college career, the fake achievements, the fake SpaceX opportunity, the fake future. Jurors heard how people trusted him, believed him, supported him, only to discover years later that nearly everything had been fabricated. It wasn't just one lie. It was an entire false identity. And prosecutors argued that when that identity faced exposure, violence followed. Forensic experts presented evidence gathered during the investigation. Investigators explained search efforts. Specialists discussed physical findings. The prosecution tied those findings to Chandler's behavior and statements. Jurors listened carefully. The evidence wasn't based on emotion. It wasn't based on speculation. It wasn't based on physical facts. And those facts continued pointing toward Chandler. By the end of testimony, prosecutors believed they had established a powerful case. Now the decision rested with 12 jurors. Closing arguments brought everything together. The prosecution reminded jurors about the lies, the fake college attendance, the fabricated job opportunities, the false claims about SpaceX, the changing stories after Bert and Krista disappeared, the digital evidence, the forensic evidence, the witness testimony. Everything pointed in one direction. The defense urged caution. They reminded jurors about reasonable doubt. They argued the state had not proven every claim beyond question. Then, the jury retired to deliberate. The wait began. When jurors returned, the courtroom fell silent. Everyone knew this moment would determine Chandler Halderson's future. One verdict after another was read out loud. Guilty, guilty, guilty. The jury convicted Chandler Halderson of murdering both of his parents. The verdict ended months of uncertainty. For investigators, it validated their work. For prosecutors, it confirmed their case. For Bart and Krista's loved ones, it brought a measure of justice. But it could never bring the people back they lost. The sentencing hearing was emotional. Family members spoke. The court reviewed the devastating impact of the crimes. Two lives had been taken. A family had been shattered. Trust had been destroyed. The judge ultimately imposed life sentences. The punishment ensured Chandler would spend the remainder of his life behind bars. For many observers, the sentence reflected the extraordinary betrayal at the center of the case. A son had murdered his parents. Parents who loved him, parents who believed in him, parents who wanted him to succeed. The tragedy was almost impossible to comprehend. When people imagine monsters, they often imagine strangers, unknown predators lurking in dark places, dangerous people hiding in plain sight. But some of the most disturbing cases challenge that idea. Sometimes monsters aren't strangers. Sometimes they're family. Sometimes the danger exists inside the very home we believed our safest. Bart and Krista Halderson spent years supporting their son, encouraging him, trusting him, believing in him. According to prosecutors and ultimately a Wisconsin jury, that trust ended in tragedy. A tragedy built on deception. A tragedy fueled by fear of exposure. A tragedy that shook an entire state. The web of lies Chandler Halderson created eventually collapsed. But when it did, two innocent people lost their lives. And that's what makes this case so haunting. Not simply the murders, but the fact that everything began with something so ordinary. A lie. Then another lie. Then another. Until the truth finally demanded to be heard. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Among Monsters. If you enjoy deep dives into true crime, criminal psychology, and the darkest corners of human behavior, be sure to follow the podcast and share it with others who enjoy investigative storytelling. Until next time, stay aware, stay curious, and remember, sometimes monsters don't live under the bed. Sometimes they sit across the dinner table. I'm Maya Hansen, and this has been Among Monsters.